Phone Boy Speaks, episode 760, Briar Telco.
I feel like that AT&T and Verizon, large telecom companies in the United States, are, well, they're being a bit like a Briar Rabbit in the Briar Patch with this Title II discussion. They've clearly shown that they will use Title II to get what they want, but when Title II says they have to do something that they don't want to do, well, they say, please don't regulate me under Title II. But... You know, of course, I think it might be crafty, right, by in their part. Because I think if they end up getting more regulated under Title II, then it might actually benefit their business because it kind of, you know, it doesn't really – I don't know that it will necessarily, you know, make for more competition. Although I know I've said it in the past that maybe it will. Maybe it won't. And so – but then that's the game that they're playing, I think. Maybe that's wrong, but something else that's interesting that's happened is that somebody is taking an issue with the FCC and basically pointing out that Verizon basically perjured themselves in front of the FCC when they were asked about whether how Title II affects how much they're spending on stuff and when Verizon has said in other contexts that yes, in fact, that we have used Title II to build our networks and we're still making money, right? They're on the one hand saying, oh no, Title II is going to prevent us from building out their networks, when in fact they've done quite the opposite in reality. So I'm not a huge fan of AT&T and Verizon the way they run their business, but I guess when you're in a business that's been heavily regulated and the government is just a tool to get what you want done, this is the kind of thing that happens. So. I'm hoping anyway, is that the competition that T-Mobile is providing and perhaps Sprint is providing will impact things in some meaningful way. I mean, it's already starting to have an impact on their finances. And in fact, investors and telcos are looking at what's happening with the market and saying, those returns that we've been getting for year after year after year, those returns are going down and that makes us a little skittish. And if there's a full out price war, then, that means our returns are going to be much less. And so that makes us a little nervous. Well, competition is that way, right? When you have actual competition, which, T-Mobile and Sprint actually provide in some small way, and they're doing an effective job at it, then yeah, there's going to be, that's going to impact the bottom line because you either lose customers or you have to lower prices. And, there's the point is I think there's that AT&T and Verizon are making a ton of money on their services and they could actually lower prices substantially and still make money. It's amazing how that works. So that's, but of course, investors want to see, hefty returns on their investments every year. So when the profits go down, they get a little upset by that. But, as a consumer, I'm perfectly happy to see the prices come down. That means, everybody wins. So anyway, this is just more Title II blah blah in competition with the large telcos and I'm hoping that something changes, but you never know. It's just more news about telcos and how we are being lied to and having to pay too much money for and not seeing. Well, yeah, maybe there's some glimpse of competition coming with T-Mobile and Sprint, but it's we definitely need more competition. It's like I've said in the past, and we'll continue to say until there's meaningful competition, not just in the wireless space, but for our for our landline internet connections and all of the other ways that we communicate with each other and exchange bits back and forth. Until there's competition throughout the entire stack, it's really we're just at the mercy of these large companies who seem to be intent on extracting every last bit of money from us, and not good for consumers, and ultimately not good for them either, I guess. But they're all looking after is the money. So I guess I can't be surprised when they do things that preserve their money.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.